You're listening to the Voice of Your Brand podcast. In today's episode, I will reveal how to communicate to the audience who needs to hear your message. That's coming up next.
Ready to go behind the scenes and learn what it really takes to stand out as the voice of your brand? I'm Catherine Beck, voice actor and voice coach. And after 20 years of being the voice of other brands, I'm here to show you how your voice is your most powerful tool to creating the impact, influence, and income you desire. The world is your global stage. So get ready to uplevel your voice and your personal brand. This is the Voice of Your Brand podcast.
Welcome back to the Voice of Your Brand podcast. Today is a solo episode. It's just me. How you doing? And today we're going to talk about how to communicate to the audience who needs to hear your message. But before we jump into this episode, I want to let you know that I'm going to be running a free voice masterclass at the end of the month. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes, or you can head over to catherinebeck.com/masterclass. I would love to see you there. All right. Let's get into today's episode. We are talking about how to communicate to the audience who needs to hear your message. Now, some of the problems I see so many online entrepreneurs and personal brands experiencing is this underlying worry or doubt or fear that exists when you create or even think about creating content. And do you notice that? Like, when you create content, is there sort of like this little voice inside of your head that's kind of like, oh, should I? Shouldn't I? I don't know. Well, you know, it might be like, what will others think of me if I post this or I say this? Something like that. And if you have ever had that thought in your head, even just once, then chances are you've made some very big mistakes. And often this goes hand in hand with the fear or the worry of the trolls and the naysayers. So what do we tend to do? Well, we tend to act as if we don't care. But maybe, just secretly, maybe, deep down inside, without realizing it, we may still care. Or even worse, you've gotten really good at not caring what your audience thinks of what you post, of what you say, or what you do. And that's great, but there's a problem. You see, the problem is you just told your audience you don't care about them. Now, I know that seems harsh, but there's some truth there. Maybe not in the words that you're saying, but in the invisible language that you speak, in the tone of your voice, in your vocal and your physical energy, we can hear the invisible wall you have put up between you and us that is protecting you. It's doing a very nice job of protecting you so you can post anything and it won't affect you. But we can't get in. We can't connect with you. And us as the audience, that's what we're seeking. We're seeking a connection. And it reminds me of this saying, and you might remember this as well. I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Remember that? And you may have learned that when you were a kid. Well, that's what I remember hearing as a way to brush off hurtful remarks that, you know, might be things like negative words. We say that to ourselves so it doesn't affect us. But here's the problem with what we were taught, this cute little phrase, this cute little sentence. It conditions us to put up this invisible wall of protection. But this wall of protection has also blocked a connection to our authentic audience, the audience who wants to connect with us in a positive way, who wants our support, our guidance, our knowledge, our expertise. And when that happens, the naysayers and the trolls have won. You see, the audience who does need your help either loses interest, gets distracted by other things, moves on to someone else, or it might take them 3 to 4 times of hearing your offer and your message before they decide to invest in you and trust you as the authority. But it doesn't have to be that way. I noticed this in one of my clients, and when we made the simple shift and reframed his approach to how he was communicating to his audience, that invisible wall came crashing down. And instantly, we were able to connect with them and see their true personality come out. It was an immediate connection. And here's the thing. So many people are operating from this closed-off place of placing a wall between them and their audience. So if we can break down that wall and we can speak to your authentic audience, the audience that needs to hear your message, that wants to hear your message, and forget about the rest, you will automatically stand out in that sea of online noise. People will stop the scroll to listen to you, to see you, to hear you, because in your content, they feel seen and they feel heard. This is so important, and this is why I need to shout this out to the rooftops, because it's my greater purpose, is to help you, help others create an impact, to be the ripple effect in your niche, to be the disturbance. But if you are holding back, if you are closed off from true connection, people won't stick around to receive the impact, to receive the ripple effect. So I'm going to share a simple shift. This is one of the six exercises I have inside of Launch Your Voice that deals with the relationship between you and your audience and the connection. So let's try this on for size and give it a go next time you create content. It's called the Out of My Head exercise, and it's designed to get you connected with your audience. Literally, get out of your head and connect with your audience. Now, you will need one other person for this exercise. You can be sitting, you can be standing. You can be in the room with the person. You can be online. Person A says a word. Person B responds with the first word that comes to mind without any thinking or hesitation. Person A responds with the first word that comes into their mind. Then person B responds, and so on and so forth. The key is to do this fast without thinking. And you want to continue on for about 10 to 12 words back and forth, as fast as you can go. And the first word that pops into your head based on what the other person said. Once you're done, you should feel less in your head and more connected with the other person. Then, if you have a piece of copy to record to camera, do it straight after the exercise and see if it helps you knock down that invisible wall and let your audience in. This is going to help you be more spontaneous with your voice and your communication. You will see, you will hear that, you know, there's probably going to be more openness there. You're going to be more open. And hopefully this will let down any sort of like need or want or desire, whether conscious or unconscious, to sound professional as well. This is a great exercise. And when you look at, you know, top improvisers and comedians around the world, they are very good at an exercise like this. Look at someone like Robin Williams. You know, he made you laugh. He made you cry. He opened up his heart to his audience with a level of authenticity and vulnerability. And with vulnerability, I always say to my clients, that does not mean you're opening yourself up fully so they can see everything about you. You still get to choose to what degree you open up and you share with your audience. But whatever that degree is, let them in. Let them see, let them hear the real you. And let them feel seen and feel heard by you. So give this exercise a try. And remember, if you love this episode, let me know. Send me a DM over on Instagram at Catherine_Beck_. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Voice of Your Brand podcast, and I will see you back here next time.